Topic 102, Leadership. Leaders have to learn to stand alone and can ever do so if they love enough. What are the lessons that all true leaders have to learn? The first lesson is the lesson of vision. What are your goals? What is the spiritual incentive which will be and is strong enough to hold you steady to the purpose and true to the objective? No one can formulate the vision for you. It is your own personality problem, and upon the strength of the vision and the beauty of the picture which you paint with your imagination will depend much that you do and become. The second lesson is the development of a right sense of proportion. This, when duly developed and correctly applied, will enable you to walk humbly on the way. No true leader can be anything but humble, for he realizes the magnitude of his task. He appreciates the limitations of his contribution in light of the vision, and the need for constant self-development and the cultivation of the spirit of steady inner spiritual learning if he is ever to make his proper contribution. Therefore, keep learning. Keep dissatisfied with yourself and your attainment, not in any morbid sense, but so that the principle of growth and of pushing forward and onward may be fostered in you. We help others through our own effort to attain. This means clear thinking, humility, and constant adjustment. The third lesson is the development of the spirit of synthesis. This enables you to include all within the range of your influence, and also to be included within the range of influence of those greater than yourself. Thus is the chain of hierarchy established. Another lesson, which in reality grows out of the above, is the avoidance of the spirit of criticism, for criticism leads to barriers and loss of time. Learn to distinguish the spirit of criticism from the ability to analyze and make practical application of the analysis. Learn to analyze life, circumstances, and people from the angle of the work and not from the angle of your personality point of view. Analyze also from the angle of the ashram and not from the angle of the executive or the schoolmaster upon the physical plane. Can your imagination picture to you your reaction when, because you are the leader, you have to shoulder all the blame for any failure? Even when not personally responsible, you have to accept without retaliation the attacks of those you are trying to help, who expect too much from you and who force you to live in the blaze of public opinion. What will you do when your chosen workers fail to understand, or prove disloyal, or criticize without warrant, or pit their ambition against you and willfully refuse to see your point of view and talk about you among other people, and whip up resentments against you, resentments which are probably without foundation? These are not the kind of things that your personality easily accepts, and your creative imagination had better begin dealing with these problems so that the emerging principles of conduct may stand clear before you. Have you the inner grace of heart to admit error and weakness, or to say that you made a mistake in technique or method of approach, in judgment or speech, should need arise to heal a breach and in the interests of the work? From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 704 through 707.